This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, this is Sophia.
And this is A Day.
And you're listening to Obsidian, Episode 2, Off the Grid. This episode contains explicit language and adult themes. You got everything, Naki?
Yep.
Let me rephrase that. You got that lighter?
Yes, babe. Come on, let's go.
Usually, Naki was the meticulous one. However, on this trip in particular, Temmie needed extra reassurance. You see, in the vast landscape of Arcadia National Park, Temmie was out of her element, needing to rely on Naki completely. Naki had arranged the whole thing on her own. A rare opportunity to escape their busy city lives for an off-the-grid romantic getaway.
Wait, you got the sunscreen, right?
Yeah, you saw me put it on.
Ooh, right, okay.
Ooh, so, where are we going this time?
It's a surprise.
You know I don't like surprises, but maybe just this once.
You never let me do anything nice for you. I had to sneak it in.
I thought this trip was the nice thing.
Now we both know this trip was for me. You hate it out here.
I love it as long as I'm with you.
Aww. Hey, watch out.
God, I hate it out here.
See, I knew it was coming. Just watch your feet. For that and little critters too.
You know, if my dad were here, he would say, Temmie Lola, why have I paid money to walk through the same shrub I walked into for free back in Niger?
Yeah. Your dad would say a lot of things.
Can we spark at least? Maybe that'll make this a little more enjoyable.
Yeah, one second. Here. Delicious.
This had been Temmie's first time hiking. And, well, approximately the 54th time Naki's hiked, but not since 2030. Unfortunately for her, time and nature had become a commodity since then. This trip, to be one with nature, to see trees for miles, to escape the humming electricity of a car or computer, was a luxury today in 2043. A treat for Naki, and just a drag for Temmie.
So, how did you get us in here anyways? Isn't it booked by CEO daughters every day out of the year?
I know a guy. No, I actually just got an email for it. I subscribe to all of the nature getaway sites. I guess it must have been my lucky day.
Oh, right on the weekend of our anniversary, too. Very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what are you worried about?
I don't know. It's just a little weird to me. I'm not into all of that, and even I know that this is a big deal. One of the last parks in the countries, and we got it?
Well, I am a faithful subscriber.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
We got it.
And I'm glad my first time glamping, or whatever you called it, is with you.
Aw. Well, honestly, if it was up to me, we'd be doing some hardcore camping. But I just wanted to make sure you got to see the view, you know, before the world takes us out.
Oh, wow. Way to knock me back into reality. Please remember this is supposed to be an escape.
Yeah, just be careful. More careful than you'd be on the outside for real. It isn't all sunsets and roses.
Wait, so the surprise isn't sunsets and roses?
I mean, you could say that.
Naki and Temmie had been hiking for nearly an hour. Temmie was getting a bit restless and ready to head back.
You did say we were going somewhere, right? Like, there's a destination to this.
It's not about the destination. It's about all of the sights on the way.
Oh, girl.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we're almost there. Let me know if you see any large bodies of water. Wait, should...
Large bodies of what? Naki, you know
we're
I
not
hate...
getting in.
Even being near. Why do you think I live in Denver?
Yeah, and I hate it. Let's move. Somewhere with an escape route, terrain diversity.
Is that the surprise?
Oh.
Do you want to move in together? Because yes, now let's go, please.
Not exactly, but we're here. Wow. Come.
Oh, thank God, my thighs are on fire.
Wow. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Come, sit with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, fuck. This is high. And so am I.
And so, Naki and Temi had made it to the top of Sunset Peak just in time to see the sun begin to set on the horizon. From their view, nearly 8,000 feet above sea level, it cast colors and shadows they'd never seen before.
Damn, this is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, this means it's getting dark soon, though. We should head back.
Oh, man. We didn't get to eat the sandwiches and meat.
Ugh, I could go for some sustenance. I'm starving. Aren't you starving? Okay, just a couple more bites.
Naki and Temi finish their sandwiches as the sun sets. They watch as birds play with each other in the air and ants follow one another on the march.
Okay, Temi, we actually gotta go. This is the woods. When it gets dark, it gets dark.
You're telling me? Girl, I've been ready to go. You know the way, right?
Okay, so we're here and we need to get here.
All right, yeah. So it's a straight shot, right?
Should be.
All right, then. Let's get it.
Wow, this is so serene. I'm glad we came.
Of course. And I hope it's one of my many firsts with you.
Same. Here, drink some water before we go.
Satisfied with their day's hike, the two trek through familiar woods until...
Wait. Naki, these don't look too familiar to me.
I know where I'm going. This is what the map said.
Okay, you know I don't like it out here, but I'm trusting you.
Thank
Naki.
You. I promise I'll keep you safe.
Keep us safe.
I'll be all right.
Wait, Naki, there's a clearing up that way, and I don't recognize that at all.
Temi, I think you're getting a little paranoid. This is literally the way we came.
If you say so. You brought a flashlight, right?
A flashlight? When we have the moon's natural essence and the spirits of our ancestors to guide us? Girl, of course I brought a flashlight.
Ooh, good, because we almost fought for a second.
Naki follows the path she seems to know so well, with Temi following suit. Temi becomes increasingly more aware of her surroundings, turning her head at even the slightest of sounds.
Yo, either I'm tripping or this same squirrel just made its third go-round around us.
Do you know how many squirrels there are? We're almost back, I promise.
You've been promising a lot lately, and you've been saying almost for the past half hour, and I'm starting not to believe you anymore. Biko, just tell the truth. You don't know where you're going, and that's okay.
Okay, fine. This doesn't look familiar. I don't want you to freak out. But I know we're close. I can feel it. Just let me figure it out.
You've been figuring it out for almost an hour now. I'm almost positive these are our same footprints we just made going in a circle. Baby, maybe I can help.
So you're the expert now? Yeah. If you could just trust me, that would be great.
Naki, you don't need to get defensive. I'm not mad. But maybe it's time to resort to other options. You know I stay strapped.
What?
I brought the flare gun. Just give me the word and I'm gonna light this shit
Where'd
up.
Where'd you even get that? See, you don't trust me. Figuring it out is part of the fun. Plus, are you really going to argue with my years, nay, lifetime of experience when you haven't stepped foot onto a patch of grass since 2022?
Wow. Now that's a wild exaggeration. More like 2025, okay? And that's the thing, Naki. This isn't fun anymore.
Well, I'm sorry I miss seeing a fucking tree every once in a while.
Yeah, trees are cool, but not when people are going missing in them.
That was 10 years ago.
And now we're lost.
Can you just shut up for a second?
The two turn their backs on each other and observe their surroundings. It is nearly pitch black, with only the moon and whirring fireflies lighting their way. Naki takes a few steps, peering between two trees with intense focus.
Did you hear that?
Huh? Remember the thing about the squirrel? Well, I noticed a pattern while you were getting all riled up. Wait a couple seconds and you'll hear an owl hoot. And a couple more seconds and you'll feel a gust of wind. Look, look up.
Okay, that's freaky.
Wait, wait, Naki, and to wrap it up, just like I said, just wait for it in 3, 2...
Holy fucking shit, the squirrel. Yeah, okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Told you I'd be noticing shit. Whoever's running games got me fucked up.
Temmie never expected her hypervigilance to manifest in this way. She was as shocked as she was proud of herself for this discovery.
Wait, by the way, what did you see?
Never mind. Stuffy not as weird as yours, but keep your eyes out. That it was a... Run!
And there it was. A hulking body, glowing, hungry eyes, and bare teeth, ready to strike.
Oh, I think I'm wearing a cobweb for a face mask. Oh my god. Temmie, what's wrong? I know you're scared, but we're gonna be okay.
No, I saw my mom.
Wait, what? When? Just now?
Naki, I saw my mom while we were running. She was right there, leaning against a tree, looking worried.
Temmie, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, this is fucked, and I don't even know what to do now. I'm thinking it's time we use that flare.
Wait, isn't that the same lake we passed on the way? Let's go that way.
All right, take the lead. I'm exhausted.
The girls circled back to Lake Monterey, named after Dr. Jacqueline Monterey. She was a marine biologist who researched Arcadia's bodies of water, but eventually abandoned her work, her partner, and herself went off the grid. Ever since, strange things have begun to happen around that part of the woods.
Not to say I told you so, but remember that article about the one girl who went missing around this part of the park? Her partner escaped by the skin of her teeth and barely got to tell the story. Naki, that could
be... Don't even say it, Temmie. We are not them. The girl said neither of them had ever been camping or hiking before. We're much better off.
Yeah, but you can't help but think, right?
Yeah, the hell I can. I am not going out like that. Okay, so what do you suppose we do when we get to the lake?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet, but I think it'll help reorient ourselves. If anything, it'll be a clearing we can shoot the flare gun at. I don't know, it's like everything's changing by the second.
Yeah, except the one thing we can count on. Cue.
Like a
work.
Fucking broken record.
You really are a genius.
Wait, what if...
Temmie, you're scaring me. What if what?
What if it is a broken record? What if this is all being controlled or something by some sort of glitching software?
Okay, I definitely didn't smoke enough for this.
Naki, I'm being serious. It's all starting to make sense. Think about it. All night, what's the one constant thing that happened?
I mean, besides that stalker squirrel in cahoots with that...
Besides that...
The lake!
Exactly. No matter which direction we go, I always see that damn lake lingering just 200 feet away. Naki, it's like it's taunting me.
Okay, look, I'm guilty of leading us in circles, but I'm not sure the lake's out to get you. It's a lake.
Okay, but what if it isn't a lake?
Oh, here we go. Temmie, I know you still have feelings about what happened with your mom, but that was one beach, miles away, a whole different body of water.
No.
I know it feels like...
Naki, I know I'm not crazy. If my mom told me anything, it's to trust my gut, and I don't trust this fucking lake.
Okay, I believe you, but what are we gonna do about it?
This time, I'm gonna figure it out.
Ooh.
And so the tables turned. Temmie encircled the side of the lake, looking for clues, while Naki looked on at her, curious of her behavior.
What are you expecting to find?
I don't know. Anything, really.
Should we shoot the flare gun?
No. Not yet.
Okay,
Wait, come here. Follow me.
Temmie whispers in Naki's ear, sure of some mastermind plan to solve this mystery. My mystery. Jacqueline made a big mistake when she made me autonomous. When she left me. Now she's responsible for all these lost girls. I hope it weighs on her. I hope she feels the guilt of families expecting their loved ones to come back, to come home to them, to... How did they get in here?
I can't believe we just did that. Where the fuck are we?
Inside Lake Monterey, Dr. Jacqueline's Lake Monterey. I knew I remembered some sort of high-level construction happening here. My job has these old files
God,
about this.
The missing girl, this lab, it's all making sense now.
Right? And they provided some of the materials she used to make this place.
It seems you found me.
Who said that?
It's me. I'm everywhere. And nowhere.
Come out right fucking now!
Temi, we don't know what they're capable of. Let's play it cool.
Naki, they obviously want us dead.
Silly girl. I don't want you dead. I want you gone.
Gone? From where? Who are you?
From everywhere. It's a shame Jacqueline let me become this. Didn't tell the world about our research. What we found. About us. I'm Jacqueline's partner.
Jacqueline's partner wasn't real.
I am real.
That was Off the Grid, written and produced by Sophia Cheatham and me, Adetola Abdulkadir, with Adam Dromberg as the sound designer. This episode was narrated by Helena Cabram as Naki, Simone Bongo Beyehe as Temi, and Marisha Tapera as narrator. Our theme song was created by Yanchu. This episode's music included 11,600 Years Ago and Dementia by Blair Moon. This project is supported by 2019 Ruby's Artist Grant, which is a program of the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation at https://www.rwdfoundation.org. For more on Obsidian, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Obsidian Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, leave a rating and review. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And give the episode a second listen for some Easter eggs.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.